Okay, welcome everybody. Today's Vasika Day is focused around the Thai forest tradition, and it's under the kind of the topic or the overriding theme of devotion and ritual. In the sense that, you know, I think sometimes when we take that theme of devotion and ritual, it tends to be something a bit more ceremonial. But you know, I was really thinking as we were developing the themes for this year that certainly in terms of Thai tradition and the Thai approach to practice, I mean, there's a real devotional element to the teachers in the tradition. And to be able to maybe highlight that a bit this Upasika Day. Also, what stimulated it was during the winter retreat this year. Each winter retreat we tend to pick some sort of a theme and then pursue it. The theme that we picked up was the Thai forest tradition, sort of like going back to the roots. I think, you know, generally it seemed to elicit a real sense of appreciation and acknowledgement and a certain devotion to the tradition that we belong to. And I think particularly for Westerners who are, you know, in contact with us as a monastery, then there's an assumption that somehow there's it's sort of like the Thai forest tradition is actually what you're is a standard. It's what's actually there in Buddhism in Thailand. And that's not the case. Probably the forest tradition comprises, you know, a minuscule percentage, really, of the monasteries that are in Thailand. And the spectrum and flavor that is a part of the tradition there, it's, a lot of it is just custom and tradition. Some of it is scholastic and study. Some of it is ceremonial and ritual. And some of it is practice in terms of meditation practice. But then there's a forest tradition that gives a flavor of certain simplicity and focus on training, and particularly having a high standard of maintaining of the discipline. It was like Debbie went to one of the monasteries in the Bay Area with the monks. There was a couple of the monks, or a few of the monks went and to pay respects to a senior administrative monk who was in the Bay Area and at one of the monasteries, and Debbie was surprised because there's a lot of senior monks there, and then there was just the lay people who were just sort of throwing money at the monks, and then there was the afternoon, and there was this kind of a whole kind of ice cream and yogurt fest, and it was you know, a very different flavor than what she's used to. But that's ordinary, and what we do is kind of out of the ordinary. So to highlight the tradition, I think, you know, certainly within the forest tradition, it's always gone in cycles of say popularity and falling into disuse, and then kind of rising again, and so that there's through history there's always been this ups and downs of a practice tradition.